Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.
On the line, we have David Lee, a household name in South Africa, where he worked predominantly in theatre and television. You may know him from Blood Diamond, Geostorm, or as Mbani from Black Panther. That's just to name a few. Not only does he have a speciality in dialects, he's also an accomplished triathlete. He can dance, he can sing. I mean, what can this man not do? So I think we need to ask him. David Lee, it's an honour to chat to you.
Hi, that's such a great introduction. Thank you so much, Rashley. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm so excited to chat to you. You are based in Los Angeles, and it is bedtime.
Yes, it is. It's that weird thing around the world, and now we've had a time change as well, so there's an extra hour, so it's even later.
Oh, no. Well, before you go to bed, we need to chat about your latest project. So I'm diving right in. Your latest project is a film titled The Last Ranger. It's qualified for the Oscars 2025 and has already won numerous awards. So congratulations for that, firstly. Please tell us a little bit more about The Last Ranger.
Thank you so much. So this was a passion project that was initiated by an event that happened about maybe 12 or 14 years ago. There was a crash of rhinos that were poached on a farm just outside PE in Kericha. Mm. And two of the rhinos ended up dying, and one of the rhinos was saved. And the team that saved it was led by a dear friend of mine, William Foles, Dr. William Foles. I was at school with him when he used to play rugby growing up in South Africa. Mm. And he and his team managed to save this rhino. And The Last Ranger is based on the story of Tundi, this rhino, but it also encompasses not only her survival and how she has thrived and gone on to have five cars, and she is now, I think, a two- or three-time grandmother as well. So it's a story of hope and redemption and rebirth. But it also focuses on the families that surround poaching and what drives them into that. It involves children and education and educating the locals and people who live on the outskirts of these extraordinary game farms but don't really understand the value of them. So we kind of hit a lot of subjects, really. When I was in South Africa in 2018, I was at a game farm at Amakala, which is also outside PE, yes. With William. And he was called to a poaching. There was a rhino that had been shot and poached, and they found the carcass. And he was called in with his team to run, basically to try and find the bullets, the bullet that was used, so they could use it for forensics and hopefully try and use it when they catch the criminals. And I sat with him with this extraordinary animal that had been peeled apart in order to find the bullet, and I was just in tears. I was so shocked at what was happening, and I was embarrassed for the human race, really.
Yes, yes.
And he said to me, "Remember this feeling, because I want you to go back and I want you to find a way to get the story out, get people talking, get people having to have a conversation about this. You know, you can't save the world, you can't save everyone and everything, but you can start somewhere." So that's what I did. I went back to LA and I tried to write a full-length feature, which would have been a big action movie, sort of like Blood Diamond,
yes,
for rhinos. And it would have involved the cartel, and would have involved guns and chases and, you know, animals. And it was just such a big undertaking. And then I met my two partners, Will Hawks and Darwin Shaw, who started a project during COVID called the Six-Feet Films Foundation. Six-Feet Films, I beg your pardon. And it was, they wanted to make 24 films from 24 countries around the world, just to show how incredibly bonded we all are in this world and how everything is connected. and they were looking for stories from around the world. And I wrote a short story version of my long film, and I presented it to them, and they fell in love with the idea right away. So we started the foundation for the film, and then we started raising funds for it immediately in L.A. And within a few months, we had put together a team in South Africa, helmed by my sister, Cindy Lee, who very kindly agreed to direct it before she even
Thanks,
read
sister.
The script. And then we found this extraordinary cast, and which was really the sort of driving point of the film. And then Adam Tal and his company, Star Films, came in to produce it for us in South Africa. And off we went. We went to the game farm, and we were there for 5 days, and we shot the film, and we came back, and we made magic.
That's remarkable.
And it's been an incredible ride so far, you know.
And talking about the cast, is it a full South African cast, seeing that it was filmed here?
Yeah, 100%. So it was all in cost. My original script was a game ranger, a white guy. It was going to be a vehicle for me. You know, you write projects to try and help yourself.
I get it.
In the business. And I'd written a script, and I was going to play the game ranger who saves a rhino. And there was a little boy who was going to be there. And my late mother, Mooney Lee, was helping me with the script at the time. And she said to me, she read the script and said to me, "Why is the ranger white?" Oh, never mind. She kind of got immediately why I was doing it. And I said to her, yeah, it's not right, is it? She says, no, it's not. Because the story was going to work better. So we wrote it much more naturally. You know, we wrote it with a ranger. And then we switched up and we actually made it a female ranger and a young, a little girl instead of a little boy. And it's becoming a much more powerful story because there's far more subject matter there for us to dive
Absolutely.
Into. And so we cast Avumile Konko as the lead ranger. And she was just fantastic. I kind of had to fight for her a bit because my partners thought that she was too beautiful to be a game ranger.
I was about to say she's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
Yes.
And unbeknownst to me, she was a former Miss South Africa or Miss South Africa contestant, I think. So I had to explain to my friends that I said, listen, guys, you know, beauty is, you know, we can't run this thing because we can't cast this or cast somebody else because you think she's too pretty. She's not going to be wearing makeup. We can dull it down a bit, but she's just fantastic. So thankfully they agreed. And then we went on to cast the little girl, and we found this child who was 11 at the time. And originally, we were looking at a 9-year-old girl who was amazing. She was like a little Annie. And except when we brought her in, she came in and she read with Makgaola Ndebele, who plays the father in the film. And Makgaola was just fantastic with this little child, but this little girl froze, and she just froze up. So we had to go back to the drawing board. So Cindy and the casting director went back to the tapes, and they found this young girl, Leabona Mkhokoza. This young girl, she was 11, it was the first thing she'd ever done, and she was brilliant. And we brought her in, she knocked it out the park, and we got her on set, and we brought her to the game farm. We filmed it at the Amakala Game Reserve outside PE. And she and Avumile just connected right away. They had the most amazing chemistry. And we wanted them to spend time together. They were there a couple of days before we started filming. They drove around in the jeeps with us when we went scouting for the animals. They spent a lot of time together. We wanted them to have that rapport.
Yes.
Even though it was such a short time. But we felt, let them stick around for a couple of days together before we get on set. And it worked brilliantly. So they got on set and they just had this amazing chemistry. And it became this incredibly meaningful, deep relationship from a woman who was putting her life on the line to protect these rhinos. and from this child who came from a broken family, a single parent, whose life was gets upended when she meets this ranger and she goes into the game reserve and sees a real rhino for the first time. And the story that comes after that is they actually end up being confronted by these rangers, these poachers, and shots are fired, you know, people get killed, and this little girl is a part of this story, and she sees all of this, but by now she's developed a relationship, almost a motherly relationship with this game ranger, and she has developed this connection with these rhinos, and this rhino has just been shot in front of her and had its horn hacked off. How does she survive this, you know? And the story is, the true part of the story is the rhino that was saved. But the other true facts about the story are how some of these poachers are drawn into these circumstances because they don't have work and they get told that, well, you've got a military background, so you can come in
and
you can
this.
Shoot the rhino for us, you can carry the guns, and we'll give you enough money to feed your family for a year. It's a shocking reality, but that's it happens.
And it's socioeconomic problems and that you're actually showing in the story.
Yeah, yeah. And these really came out. They really shone bright in the final edit that we have. Our designer, Tamsin, did a fantastic job designing. And so every nuance is just so fantastic. Our DP, James Adey, had a very small team because we couldn't afford a big movie set.
Yeah.
So we had a very run-and-gun kind of team going. And they built this sort of Mad Max swing arm onto the Jeep while we were driving so we could film shots. And it was just brilliant. And everybody just really made the magic and brought it. It was an extraordinary experience.
And David, I think it feels good when you kind of go back to basics, you know, with what you're explaining to me. It kind of makes it more meaningful and you really throw your heart into a project like this. So thank you so much for sharing your passion project with us. Where can we watch this?
Well, we haven't released it yet. We haven't got any distribution for it yet because we're still playing the festival circuit.
Okay.
The idea would be then for us to, you can see it when it's at, it's going to be playing at a couple of festivals in South Africa.
Oh, beautiful.
Later on this year. I think it's going to be in Pretoria. I think it's going to be in Joburg. I'll look that up and I'll get that info. You can put it on your website maybe or something.
That's perfect.
So they can attend the festivals. Yeah, they can go to the festivals and support the festivals in South Africa and then they can see some fantastic films. That's kind of how we got lucky on it because when we screened it at a couple of the festivals, you mentioned that earlier very kindly. And the one of the ones that we won was an Oscar qualifying festival. And that's how these small films and independent films can get recognized. And then you will try and get enough awards or some sort of accolade so then you can pitch it to a streaming service or to a network or to a platform that will pay you for it and get it out to the world. Because that's the idea. You know, we want it to get out. We want it to show to the world. If we get full funding, basically, we're going to try and shoot the rest of the anthology of films, which is 22 more films. This is the second one. The project is called When the World Stopped.
Oh, this is beautiful.
The second one in them. So if somebody says, hey, we want to run your film, and we would say, well, hey, maybe you can give us the money to shoot the rest of them, and we'll give you, you know, 24 of these brilliant films.
Perfect. You're giving me goosebumps.
We'll do. Yeah, we'll use them as a leverage.
There we go. But David, it is an honor. It's just so much fun to chat to you, but you need to get to bed, and I need to start my show in South Africa, so I hope
hey.
You... Yes, but thank you so much for spending just some time with me and chatting about your film. It's shot at Amakhala Game Reserve, pure South African style. And if you want to check it out, go to those festivals like David said. David, you are a superstar.
Thank you so much, Rochelle. And you know what, for your listeners there in the Eastern Cape, the Amakhala Game Reserve is 45 minutes outside of PE. And the Kariga Game Reserve is about the same distance. And I know certainly Amakhala, they offer great rates for locals. So you know, if you guys want to get out there and support the game farms, you're supporting the rhinos and the animals doing the same by doing that, because 3/4 of the budget that they earn there goes into the rhino conservation and the anti-poaching. So thank you, A, for the interview and for giving a shout out, because this world matters and we can all make a difference.
Thank you so much. You are absolutely amazing. Have a beautiful night's rest and we'll chat soon.
Thank you, Rosalie.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.